Tampa or St. Petersburg? Which city can claim the most bragging rights? Well, according to the mayors of those cities, the years of competition are over. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the Hospitals of BayCare Health System, providing more than 100 health seminars, classes, and events each month. BayCare's mission is to build a healthier Tampa Bay. Register for a complimentary health seminar, class, or event at baycareevents.org.
From the Donna Studio at WUSF Public Media, I'm Carson Cooper. The Suncoast Tiger Bay Club recently hosted the mayors of St. Petersburg and Tampa. We're bringing you highlights of the State of the Bay discussion with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn and St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman.
It's always a pleasure to be here, especially to be here with my good friend, the mayor and future governor of the state of Florida, Bob Buckhorn. I'm especially glad to be here with Mayor Buckhorn, as before we started and got up here, I learned that he was going to ask me to be his lieutenant governor, so I'm very pleased. we are at a unique time, I think, here in Tampa Bay and in St. Pete in the city of Tampa. And, you know, Bob and I have done a number of these things together, and it's really enjoyable talking about how this is a unique time. We're at a time where both of our cities are really thriving, like they haven't in their history. But we're also at a time when part of the reason I think our cities are thriving as much as they are is because the level of cooperation and friendship and partnership between the city of Tampa and the city of St. Petersburg is unlike any that I don't know that we've ever seen. We recognize that when we are working together, we are that much stronger as a region, that while each of our cities has unique characteristics that make us special, we also know that together we are a force to be reckoned with. And we believe that our region and Tampa Bay can compete not only with other areas in the state of Florida, but throughout this state and this country. And that's something different than we've seen in the past. And as a result, the mayor and I have taken trips together, whether it's to Santiago, Chile, or to Toronto, to talk about our community, this region, and to work together to try and bring business back here to Tampa Bay. We occasionally have our differences, and sorry about Mayor Greco moving here. Though we're happy to have him, he's a great guy. I love if Dick's here today, but a great guy. But we have a friendship that Bob will tell you we've been friends for over 20 years, and we genuinely enjoy working together. And we know that working together, we are stronger. And it is an exciting time. There are big things happening in both of our cities, in St. Pete, whether it's the pier, the Rays, recycling, a new police station coming, or the transformation of downtown Tampa and the riverfront area, the explosion of residential that is coming into to downtown Tampa, and Mayor Buckhorn is doing a phenomenal job in that. It is an exciting time to be in Tampa Bay and to be a resident in both of our communities. And so I look forward to your questions, and I am once again honored and pleased to be able to share the stage with my good friend.
I don't know if Mayor Greco is here in the audience. Dick, are you here?
No.
Yeah, we lost a Tampa treasure. I told Dick the other day, I said, Dick, you know you moved to St. Pete because you got a whole new audience for the same five stories you've been telling me for the last 30 years. There are rumors that he's been pushing a baby carriage with those two poodles down Beach Drive. And I know that is true, and you will enjoy a Tampa legend if you get a chance to meet him. He will regale you with stories unlike anybody I have ever seen before. It's great to see Mayor Fisher. It's good to see you as well. When I was a young man, as the assistant to the mayor working for Sandy Friedman, Dave Fisher was over here as was Bob Ulrich during the time that Sandy was the mayor, and I got to watch and learn from some pretty amazing public servants, of which Dave Fisher was one of them. So thank you, Dave. It's good to be in the second most exciting city in America. I knew that was going to get this thing started. But I will tell you and echo what truly my friend, in politics, everyone, they say your friends and your colleagues. This is my friend. We have been friends literally for 20 years, and I think what you will see as a result of that is not only two mayors that respect each other, but more importantly, who like each other, but two mayors that understand, as Mayor Christman said, that we are so much more competitive together as a region. Both of us look at those bridges not as barriers, but as conduits to cooperation. And the opportunity to grow together, to prosper together, to build on each other's successes, to celebrate each other's victories, to be complementary of the work that both he and I and our cities are doing will only make us more competitive and more successful. And so the days of our regions fighting about Pinellas versus Hillsborough or Tampa versus St. Pete or who's a Democrat or who's a Republican or who's on this team or that team are over. I am telling you right now, they are over. You will never hear out of Rick or I a statement that would do anything to diminish our future together. Because understand that we are competing with regions around the globe. We're not just competing with Alabama. We are competing with, in a global economy, for intellectual capital. And when I say intellectual capital, I'm talking about those bright young people who can live anywhere in the world that they choose to live. And our ability to grow together and compete together and develop our downtowns together that are complementary of each other. St. Pete has amazing things here that Tampa doesn't have. And we celebrate with you. And we come over here and we spend money. I spend a lot of money on Beach Drive. You ought to see me out there measuring the sidewalks. My kids are, because you guys have done it so well. And it's a credit to former mayors that have had the vision to do that. Tampa has things that St. Pete doesn't have, but we are absolutely complementary of each other. And I can tell you this, if we grow together, if we succeed together, there is not a region in this country and perhaps around the globe that can be as competitive as we are. We have got it all. We have absolutely got it all. So you're going to see, certainly in the 3.5 years that I have remaining, that theme running throughout everything that we do. We're going to continue to work together. We're going to continue to market the Bay Area together. We're going to, there'll be bumps in the road, and I'm sure there'll be some questions about that today. But irrespective of that, we're competing as a region, and we need to understand that we're going to succeed together. But I'm excited about what our future is. I can tell you in Tampa, there has never been the electricity. There has never been the energy. There has never been the belief that our better days are yet to come. I mean, just imagine what all of us came through, and particularly in my city. The worst recession since the Great Depression. Ours was a city that had been knocked to its knees. Ours was a city where there were over 4,000 homes in some state of mortgage foreclosure. Ours was a city that had been bludgeoned by this recession, where friends and neighbors and companies were closing their doors and losing their job. Ours was a city that had been knocked to the mat. And we made a fundamental decision that we weren't going to quit, that we were going to get off that mat, and we were going to get back in that game, and we were going to wipe that blood off our face and straighten out our nose, and we were going to rise together. And look at us now. And look at the Bay Area now. We've created more jobs in 3 out of the last 5 years than any place else in the state of Florida. Certainly Tampa is being recognized as one of the hottest real estate markets in the country, as is St. Petersburg. You look at what Jeff Finnick is about to embark on in Channelside, 23 acres, 40 acres total. That's going to reshape that entire area with a $2 billion investment. You look at the amount of residential that Mayor Christman talked about that is coming out of the ground over the next 12 months. You think about the opportunity to move that medical school, that USF medical school, into the downtown Tampa along with the Heart Institute, creating an economic engine that will drive our urban core for generations to come. You think about that Riverwalk, 6 mayors, 40 years in the making, now open. And if you walk down there, you can literally hear people say, "What the hell happened here?" When did this occur? We used to think that was a downtown that rolled its sidewalks up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and now it's a downtown that is open 18 hours a day and bustling. You think about what has transpired in our communities. And I will tell you this, in no uncertain terms, that if we do this right, collectively, as a region, there is nothing that can stop us. I think this region will get to that promised land. You all remember when they wrote about Tampa as America's next great city. And we wandered in the wilderness for a long time with fits and starts. But I can tell you now that my community, and by extension, the entire Bay Area, is on the verge of something very special. When I ran for this office, when they said I couldn't win, when they said you had lost before, they said you don't stand a chance. I said, I understand that. But you don't understand two things about me. I don't fear losing because I've felt losing. And I know losing doesn't kill you. But more importantly, I have skin in the game. I've got two little girls. Their names are Grace and Colleen Buckhorn. And I am not going to lose those kids to Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're going to build a city that inspires them. Build a city that they can come home to. Build a city where we don't settle for second best. Build a city where we don't ask anybody's permission anymore. Build a city that attracts that intellectual capital from all over the globe and brings the best and the brightest to our communities and keeps them there. Brings a city that can compete with any city in America and any city around the globe. We're not there yet. But we damn sure are working hard to get there. And I think together, with this county commission and this mayor, and this St. Pete City Council, I think we can achieve anything that we set our mind to, and we will be that place in America that everyone talks about. We will be that city of hope, that city of destiny, that city that our kids don't have to leave to go somewhere else to find a job, because the opportunities are here in the Tampa Bay area, and they are real jobs. They are not service jobs. They are not call center jobs. They are jobs that allow these kids to move into the middle class and beyond. If we do this right, we will be that place in America that everyone wants to be. And south of Atlanta, this will be the economic engine that drives the Southeast United States. Together we are stronger. Together we are better. Do not let them divide us. Not now, not when he and I are gone, not ever. Thanks.
Coming up,
we took a trade mission down to Santiago, Chile. It was fascinating to learn how things are being shipped to come to our market, but they're not coming straight to our market. Because of traditional shipping, they're going to Philadelphia and then being trucked back here, which makes no sense.
At the Port of Tampa, which is the closest deepwater port to the Panama Canal, we've launched an aggressive strategy for expansion.
We're bringing you highlights of a recent Suncoast Tiger Bay Club discussion with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn and St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. I'm Carson Cooper. This is Florida Matters. I'm Carson Cooper. This is Florida Matters. Now, more highlights of a recent Suncoast Tiger Bay Club discussion with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn and St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. The mayors were both asked, if they were king for a day, what is the one thing they would do to fix transportation in Tampa Bay?
I think, first of all, we have to recognize that we have to connect the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That we have to connect downtown St. Pete to the airport and the West Shore and to downtown Tampa. I think we also need to recognize that we can't build enough roads to get ourselves out of this ditch. We have got to have mobility options. And those options include bus rapid transit, they include HOV lanes, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, they include rail as an option. We, in all likelihood, we hope, will have a referendum in 2016. That is moving forward. That has got to pass in our community. We cannot stick our head in the sands and continue to ignore the fact that our quality of life, the 40 hours that we now spend a year in traffic that we don't have with our kids, we need to do something about it, and that choice that we will make will determine what our quality of life looks like moving forward.
Let me add two things to that. One of the things that we've talked about, we being some of the big city mayors, is the opportunity to impose the same tax that the county has when it comes to transportation. And to do that, we would need legislative assistance, because when you look at the referendums that have failed in the past, they've typically done very well in the cities, but it's been outside of the cities where they haven't survived. And so having the authority where Mayor Buckhorn and I could join together and put a plan that connects our two cities together and then bring that to the voters, I think would be a step in the right direction. The second thing, very quickly, and before my time runs out, is, well, we can't build more roads, but we certainly have a lot of water. And so we can definitely connect our cities together with a ferry service.
Mayor Rick Reisman was asked about shootings in St. Petersburg and what is being done to prevent violence in the city.
Yeah, I think Mayor Buckhorn would agree with this. These are the worst calls, and the worst information we can ever hear about is when someone in our community is killed. And our number one job really is public safety. And while I'm proud of the fact that during my time as mayor, we've seen our crime rates go down, one homicide is one too many in our community. And so what we've been trying to do is lay the groundwork for long-term solutions that are sustainable. Too oftentimes, government in general does short-term fixes that look real pretty, but they don't solve the problem. And so we've got to address poverty. We've got to address education. We've got to address jobs. But we also have to get guns out of the hands of those who would use them illegally. And as everyone in local government knows, we are extremely frustrated by the fact that our hands have been tied when it comes to any legislation dealing with guns. So we're working on it. We're going to look for ways around the statute that we can put policies in place to address illegal guns.
I know that was directed to Rick, but I want to recognize somebody in this audience who really has taken a very proactive stance on reducing gun violence and particularly fighting some of these absolutely ludicrous bills that are going through the Florida legislature. Sheriff Gualtieri. You are absolutely right, and keep up the fight. Guns have no places on college campuses, in our schools. And I'll stop.
We're bringing you highlights of a recent Suncoast Tiger Bay Club discussion with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn and St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Reisman. Among the audience questions they fielded included, what is their top goal for 2016?
I'm sure, like most mayors, we have a lot of goals. I think for me, my number one goal is to get Jeff Vinnick and the USF Med School coming out of the ground, starting it to come to fruition. It's probably a five-year build-out, but I only have 3.5 more years. I'm termed out, and so I have a countdown clock in my office that counts down the days, hours, minutes, and seconds that I have left as the mayor. And so for me, there's a sense of urgency. And that, I think, would be the most transformative thing that our city could do, was to get that project out of the ground, get the med school coming out of the ground, get the Heart Institute coming out of the ground. And I think once we do that, we'll create a whole economic cluster in downtown Tampa that will drive our economy for literally decades to come.
And Bob's right. There's multiple issues we could cite, but I think for me it's jobs. It's about jobs, creating more jobs. We talk about crime. If you have jobs, good-paying jobs available, you'll see a decrease in crime. In particular, while I want jobs in downtown and all over the city, the Skyway Marina District is a huge focus for us, and in South St. Petersburg in general on 22nd Street. We have some tremendous opportunities, but we need to bring those home. Having an EDC and working to create that EDC, which we started, and watching how well it works in Tampa in conjunction with the mayor's efforts, we need to have that here, and we're working on that here so that we can really bring the businesses and grow the businesses here that are going to create the great paying jobs that we need in this community.
They were also asked about the widening of the Panama Canal and the impact of that on the Tampa Bay area. Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
As many of you know, Panama Canal will be widened significantly and completed over the next 2 to 3 years. In essence, what that means is the ships that come through the Panama Canal can be 3 times larger and carry 3 times the amount of cargo. At the Port of Tampa, which is the closest deepwater port to the Panama Canal, we've launched an aggressive strategy for expansion. We just purchased 2 new gantry cranes that are being constructed in China and being shipped over here. We will, to the extent possible, maximize our ability to add more containers to our line of businesses. The I-4 connector, which some of you have driven on, that now allows you to get from Port Tampa Bay to the state of Maine without a single traffic light. Because speed to market in the port and the container business is critical. We have a new CSX line that runs throughout the entire length of the port that allows you to get from Port Tampa Bay to Chicago with a direct shot. We have spent a lot of time in Panama over the last 3 years working to attract international flights. We were successful with Copa Airlines. But I can tell you the entire Bay Area will benefit from that widening of the Panama Canal and that Port Tampa Bay, which is the largest port in the state of Florida, being successful and healthy. That in and of itself is responsible for over 80,000 jobs in the Tampa Bay area.
And David, we recognize the importance and the impact that widening is going to have, and then obviously that's one of the reasons why we took a trade mission down to Santiago, Chile. And it was fascinating, and I hope I don't state this wrong, it was fascinating to learn how things are being shipped to come to our market, but they're not coming straight to our market. Because of traditional shipping, they're going to Philadelphia and then being trucked back here, which makes no sense. And so the things that are going on at Port Tampa Bay right now, I think, are going to be huge for changing that traditional line that's gone on so that we can start having things coming into the Tampa Bay area and the business with it. We're going to continue to travel to Latin America because we think the opportunities are boundless there.
And finally, they were asked about their interest or lack of interest in having a Cuban consulate in their city. Buckhorn speaks first.
All right. Mayor Kreisman obviously has been very aggressive and enthusiastic about pursuing trade with Cuba. As all of us know, the president has lifted some of the regulations allowing more trade, more commerce between Cuba. The embargo is not likely to be lifted anytime soon as long as the current Congress is in place and the current members are in place, so there is some limitations on what we can or cannot do. I have said from day one I'm not interfering with other folks' ability to travel to Cuba. Our chamber has been to Cuba. There have been others who have gone to Cuba. As for me personally, Adam, I choose not to go. And I choose not to go out of respect for the history of the people that live in my community and that built my city. There are tens of thousands of folks who I represent who lost everything to Castro. They came to this country with nothing but the shirts on their back. Many of them spent decades in Castro's jails. I cannot be disrespectful of that history, and I will not be disrespectful of that history. So for me to go to Cuba, other than the mayor of Miami, would probably be a significant political cue for the Castro brothers, and I choose not to participate. Now, if St. Pete gets the consulate, or if it's decided that it comes to Tampa, I will abide by the law, but I'm not going.
And clearly the challenges that Mayor Buckhorn faces are not challenges that we face here in St. Petersburg. And as such, I have been very aggressive and outspoken of my desire to see the consulate here in St. Petersburg. I think the opportunities, even though right now from a business standpoint, the opportunities for exchanges aren't there, but the opportunities for cultural exchanges, I think, are tremendous. And from my visit to Havana I see great similarities between that city and my city, two cities that I believe are really rooted in arts and culture, and that is the quality of life that makes them so special. And so I am really excited about the opportunity to see some of their performers, to share in their artwork, and the exchanges that can go on between my city and Havana.
All right, so now don't go away, because I am dying to find out what the real deal is about your running for governor and your being a lieutenant governor. So maybe you can just answer that question quickly.
Quickly. No, that was a joke, kind of like on the par of banning someone from coming to our city. You know, we can't take those things seriously. No, I love my job. I'm looking forward to hopefully serving beyond this first term. So, but hopefully bigger and brighter things for my friend.
As all of you know, that I'm done in 3.5 years. I can't be the mayor anymore after that. I can tell you, but for that charter language, I would stay mayor as long as the people of Tampa would have me. I love this job so much. I do think, however, though, that what makes a successful mayor is a skill set that could be applied at the state level and is probably desperately needed in this hyper-partisan environment. Because if you think about what mayors do, mayors are far less focused on partisan issues and scoring political points, and we are far more pragmatic and focused on delivering results. That's what we do. And so if we're going to be the state that we are capable of being, if we're going to come out of this recession and compete with states and regions all over the globe, exactly what we have done in Tampa could be applied at the state level. And I will tell you this. I'm going to look at it. I can't tell you that I'm going to do it. It is a huge undertaking and a big, big decision for my family. And as many of you know, I still have young children. But as 4 years ago, when they said I couldn't win, I said I had an obligation to those two kids to leave my city in better shape than it was given to me. We also have that same obligation as parents to leave our state better than it was given to us. So we'll see.
And that's it for today's show. You can listen again to any of our shows online at WUSFnews.org. Just click on the Florida Matters link. Florida Matters is produced by Lottie Watts and is a production of WUSF Public Media. I'm Carson Cooper. Thanks for listening.